The sun returned here at SUNY Cortland Sunday morning, and the pads were on, and that meant a lot of physicality at the Jets' third practice.
You know, first day of pads.
So as a coach, you look forward to it.
Obviously, it's been forever since we've been in pads, you know, all the way back.
Never made the playoffs.
Once we got out here, it was fantastic. If you include the 9-on-7, our first 22 snaps of team were run. We need to establish a running game and have our opponents understand that we are a running football team. We will run the football. But 22 straight, I don't know if I even envisioned that much, you know.
If we were playing a game, then I'd be concerned, and he would have played.
But, you know, when he's tight, you don't want – he's had some hamstring or, you know, some issues in previous training camps where he probably fought through something and then pulled. We don't want that to happen. You know, it was just a minor thing. I think he thinks he'll be out there, you know, tomorrow. But, you know, that kind of situation with any player, you're like, oh, wait, hit the brakes. Let's not do something foolish.
Kelvin, how good did it feel to get those pads on and actually start popping some guys out there today?
You know, the last couple minutes of our team, you know, it was live, which was good. Just kind of get that out of the way, get those first live reps, you know, tackling guys to the ground. And, you know, the beauty of our team, man, is I look across and I see a two-time Pro Bowler in Brick, you know, San Antonio Super Bowl MVP. You know, you're playing against the best every day in practice, and that's only making us better. Last year wasn't terrible. I mean, if you count five, it's bad. I think a lot of teams would want to have a fifth-ranked defense, but that just wasn't to our standards. And, you know, I just think we just didn't handle some adverse situations the way that we handled them the first 2 years that Rex were here. But that's here and gone. So we just the beauty of the game is we got a whole new year, and we got a chance to show the league and the people on the outside what we're about.
Today was really a mental thing, you know, coming out here. You know, looking at the disguising coverages, and now it's time to get physical, and you have to, you know, beat off guys like Cromartie and Revis. We actually went against each other in one-on-ones, and, you know, he was very physical with me, and also Cromartie. But, you know, those guys, right after we're done with that, you know, they come right in my ear, tell me what I need to do. You know, they're always on top of it because these guys want to win. You know, I'm right here with Tone. Every time he's not in, he watches my every move on how, even when I walk to the line, how I carry myself. And he, you know, he's just trying to, you know, police that up and making sure I come out here looking like a professional and, you know, running routes like a professional also.
I enjoyed the first day of pads. Wasn't really scared because, you know, I love to hit all the time, but special teams drill, I think that set me off. As soon as I got in, I got a big hit, and that, from there, it just proceeded, progressed.
Take me through the second interception.
We were just playing man-to-man coverage, something I'm really good at. They focused on the quarterback, got to see what he's looking at. He never took his eyes off the tight end, so he broke inside, and I sliced this route and came underneath to pick the ball. It was an easy pick.